self or submission.
We studied James chapter 4, verses 1 to 12. He has mentioned in 3:16 and 17 that envy and strife and confusion come from worldly wisdom that doesn't control the tongue, that we should seek for heavenly wisdom that results in self-control. From whence comes wars and fightings? Now this section deals with slow to wrath. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Don't they come out of your lusts? Now he's already told that in chapter 1. All sin is the product of human lust. Some inward pressure that comes to the surface when a suggestion and an opportunity is given. And these lusts are warring in your members. You have problems within yourself. And these problems within yourself, when opportunity presents itself, come into contact with others, and you have wars and fightings. You lust and have not. You want something. You live in a material world. You want more money, you want a bigger house, you want more expensive toys, whatever it is. You don't have it, and then you begin to destroy your fellow human beings. You kill, and you desire to have. You cannot obtain. You fight and war, and you have not. You never get it, because you don't pray. You don't ask. Now, this is true of the conflict in families, of the conflicts in society, and of the conflict nationally and internationally. These are the steps. The leaders have problems in themselves. They want something that they haven't got, and they take it out of their fellow men. Ye ask and ye receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it on your own lusts. Even if you pray, he says, you won't get it, because you want to consume it on yourself. You're totally selfish. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Now, in the first section, he talks about the commandment, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal. We want something. We lust after it. We destroy our fellow men. We destroy nations. We don't pray. We covet. We steal. We murder. We walk ruthlessly over our fellow men to get what we want. We use them. And this is the basis of conflict and war. Now he talks about adultery. Ye adulterous and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So the adulterous relationship of the harlot, used as the false church, is a figure of the adulteress that he's talking about here. Friendship of the world, enmity with God. What are we wanting? What is it that we want? Do we want the approbation, the acceptance, the approval of the world? If we do, then we are separating ourselves from the Lord. But we needn't do this, because God is ready to give grace. But he giveth more grace, the more the need. The more the evil spirit of the world is dwelling in us, the more God is ready to give grace. God resisteth the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So this is the mental attitude by which we get the grace. Don't think we know all the answers. Humility is the accurate appraisal of ourselves. that of myself I can do nothing, therefore, Lord, give me grace. He gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. Therefore, having come to this point, the apostle makes many recommendations. Submit. Put yourself under. Send yourself below to support. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. That is, stand up for him, say, no, get thee behind me. Then the grace will come. He's already told us that grace is the impelling force to our submission, to our resistance. Draw nigh to God, and grace will help us do what we cannot do. He will draw nigh to us. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Wash yourself in the washing of water by the word, and the grace of Jesus Christ will do what we cannot. Purify your heart, your mind, out of which come all the issues of life, and the grace of Christ will do what we cannot do. Be afflicted, that is, repent with sorrow, and weep. Let your laughter and your superficial mirth give way to mourning, your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves. This humility, as I just said, is adequate appraisal. We are not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. We are to think soberly. Humble yourselves, and he will lift you up. Don't speak evil one of another. Now here are all these items that he tells us that we are to do with grace. Verses 6 through 12. The activities of the mind and the spirit and the tongue and the will and the heart, all empowered by God's Spirit. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother is speaking evil of the law, judging the law. But if you judge the law, then you're no longer a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Now here he is wrapping up his special message on slow to wrath. Don't be judgmental. Realize that there is one who is the judge. He is the lawgiver. He is Jesus Christ. And if you assume the role of judge, then you are destroying yourself. This is the same argument that Paul used in Romans 2 and 3, 2 particularly. We are to be slow to expressing our own opinions and our own desires and our own drives. This pushing, asserting, placing ourselves in the forefront, making many confrontations, results in confusion and war and breaks up all ideal relationships. What we should do is to put ourselves under the control of divine grace.